Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church, and each week on the show, I have the immense privilege of sharing with you information and inspiration that can make a huge difference in all of our lives. It certainly makes a difference in my life, and I know that not only can some nugget you pick up here at High Energy Health make a real difference in your life, but as we share the show with others, it makes a difference in their lives. So I would ask you to do two things as we begin our time together today. First of all, I want you to listen actively and make notes. Whenever I hear a transformational speaker or a thought-provoking talk, I always have my journal handy. I'm writing down key ideas there that I can then apply in my life. You can't possibly get too many good ideas. And you want to make sure you make a note of those and that you apply the ones that are relevant to your situation. The second request I have of you is that you share the show with other people. Bookmark it yourself. It's available on iHeartRadio. It's available on Spotify. It's available pretty much everywhere podcasts are available. And I want you to both engage with these ideas yourself for your own personal health and happiness. I wanted to share them with other people because there are people suffering today in a way they haven't before. And you know people, I know people, we all know people who are dealing with mental illness, who are dealing with stress, depression, anxiety, who are dealing with physical illness. And the information on High Energy Health can make a huge difference in their lives. So I want you to share this link in social media. Share it via email or text. Share it with people who you know are suffering. And you never know when something you say or some recommendation you make can make all the difference in the life of someone who's a friend of yours, a family member of yours, and they then take action to release their own suffering. So please do go ahead and share the show. My guest today is Ofer Nie. Ofer is a transformational healer, mentor, and a guide who specializes in shamanic energy work. He was born and raised on a kibbutz in Israel and served as a commander in the Israeli army. He also studied philosophy and math before moving to the U.S. and began a computer science career at UCLA, followed by 20 years as a senior manager at Wells Fargo Bank. Then, a personal health crisis motivated Ofer to search for healing beyond conventional medicine, and he now guides others in their healing journeys. Ofer, it's a pleasure to welcome you to High Energy Health.
Thank you, Dawson. Pleasure to be with you.
So, before we dig into that healing crisis that made you look for answers, as so many people do, just share with us a little bit about your trajectory. I'm also curious as to whether, like growing up on a kibbutz or being in Israel, you were exposed to any kind of energy medicine or alternatives or shamanic work earlier, or whether you only began your search for answers when you faced your own health crisis.
Not to energy medicine. I would say I was exposed to the elements. I was exposed to nature because growing in a kibbutz is like growing on a farm. It's spending a lot of time in nature. For example, milked a lot of cows in my time and just the outdoors, a lot of outdoors. But there was no notion of you know, alternate concept of our live world. And all that happened way, way later. So, you know, I went into working for, once I was in the U.S., for a large bank for many years. And I said 20 years in management, but I think overall it was more like 35 years as a developer, programmer. And so I've done a lot of stuff. I was always interested in self-help, but it didn't really kind of dawn on me until I was quote unquote forced to open my eyes with health conditions. That's when it started to really shift.
So let's go back to the moment you got the diagnosis that rocked your world. I don't know if it was gradual or whether it was sudden, but at some point you were probably sitting in a doctor's office or a nurse's office, or maybe you're doing it remotely, I don't know, but you got something that's very bad news.
Yeah, I'd say that it's partially started 10 years earlier when I was diagnosed with a thyroid cancer, and I ended up having first one side of the thyroid removed and then the other side after biopsy. And that got me to kind of feel something, maybe something in what I'm doing is not balanced, is not right. Maybe I'm not doing something I'm supposed to be doing. And so I started to be interested in self-healing, but in a very simple way, and almost immediately jumped back into overworking at work. That includes 2 hours sleep at night and all kind of stuff like that that doesn't help the immune system. Then in 2011, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. And I remember just the tingling in my fingers. That's how it all started. And it took them a while to diagnose. So it was just going in waves, because initially they thought that it was something that was worse than MS. Then eventually they landed on multiple sclerosis. And when I was diagnosed, I didn't yet know exactly what it meant. So I wasn't scared. But then I was told there's nothing to do about it. It's just likely to get worse with time. And start to read lifespan, if you have multiple sclerosis, is supposed to be shorter. And it just doesn't go away. There might be remissions, but it doesn't go away. And you have to be on all sorts of medication, and you have to, life is changing dramatically. It really affected me, I think, a little bit after, like the shock came after being in the doctor's office. But I remember we had a scheduled trip to Italy, and every place, and I've been in these places several times, like in Florence, and remember every picture in every gallery that we went to see, it was like, okay, that's the last time I might be seeing it. It felt very dramatic, fatalistic, the end of life kind of thing, where I felt almost disabled and at the end of my life. And so it was scary. It was scary. And I knew that I needed to do something more, because I just don't like to be in situations where I feel there's nothing I can do. There's just nothing to do.
And you were a doer. You were a doer in the Army. You were a doer at Wells Fargo. You were a doer as a manager. And here you're in the situation where you're basically helpless in the face of this diagnosis.
Exactly. And so I started to look outside of the traditional medical medicine and practices, and started to branch especially into spiritual practices, because, yeah, I did go and took some analysis in integrative medicine too, but I guess when I go into something, I want, like, go all the way and builds, but I noticed that I want to, like, go into the deepest part of everything I learned. So I knew that I wanted to go into spiritual search. It was completely different. And I ended up being in a year that of a program that changed my life, in that it just brought awareness, a lot of awareness into how, for example, I was complicating my life, was always trying to do too much in too sophisticated ways instead of looking for simplicity, where things were just sort of always overwhelming. I mean, everything was overwhelming. Like, my lifestyle was overwhelming. There was never time for anything. And I changed that. I knew that I needed to change that. So if it involved change in my relationship, not significant change, but change in the way were related that became way more meaningful. It changed my relationship to work. It really changed every aspect of my life. I started to think, what is it that I really want to do? I call it, what makes my heart sing? At the end of this year, I was pretty much symptom free. So just this activity helped with the symptoms. I mean, I still had, was on medications and everything, but the symptoms were gone. And then to our last meeting together, a shaman visited us and she told me, a shaman healer, and she told me, you know, I see a part of you outside of your body in front of you. And would you like that part of you to come back into your body? And I said, yes. And so she put me horizontal on a table. I had 15 people around me and everybody with her guidance was doing something. And in the end, for like 2-3 weeks, I had a shiver run up and down my back. And I knew that something very significant change and shifted. And I said, I wanted to understand this because it's time for me to help others, not just to focus on what's happening with me. And I studied with her and sort of never looked back. Eventually in 2020, I stopped the medication. I'm no longer on medication. This year, my doctor said, you don't need your annual MRIs anymore. And so I'm feeling this is a completion of a long chapter where this is done.
So it wasn't a sudden, like, angels descend from the clouds and lay their hands on you and boom, you're healed. But it was energy shift. And then it was, first of all, one that was catalyzed by the shaman. See energy, part of yourself inside of you, part of yourself in front of you, outside of your body, outside of your energy envelope. And then you learning those techniques, consistency over a period of years, and then eventually remission.
And yeah, the learning for me was definitely took time. Probably one reason is that I'm kind of stubborn and I don't like change, but I just knew that something had to change. And so I really studied energy healing with multiple teachers. I had at least 3 like significant teachings over the last 10 years and I keep on learning, and I know that I will always keep on learning because I love it. Why not? And at the same time, the tools that I got are already very, very effective for myself, effective for the people that I work with as a practitioner. So yeah, it's a case of something happened that completely changed my life over time and for the best.
So let's turn this into an exercise for those of you who are listening or watching. And I want you to grab your journal, grab a piece of paper, grab an electronic device to write on. And I want you to think about some symptom in your body, some condition in your physical body that does not seem as though it could change. Have you had a diagnosis that you have a certain condition that isn't treatable? Are you taking medication long term for something that the phrase in medicine is managing a condition? I just chuckle. If you look at old medical books in the 1950s, 1960s, they talk about curing patients, curing people. But you see a gradual shift as we got away from much more non-invasive medicine to more invasive medicine, and especially high levels of medication. You'll see a gradual shift in the medical literature to the term managing a condition. And now often your doctor isn't focused on curing you. He's focused on managing your condition by giving you one or more medications. So is there something, a condition you've been diagnosed with, you are managing, and there's never even a suggestion of a cure? And I want you to make a note of that in your journal. What is it? Is it something to do with your digestion? Something to do with your respiration? Something to do with your circulation, with your immunity, your reproductive system? Is there some part of your organ system that you feel is compromised and can't come right? And you aren't offered any possibility of healing, perhaps by conventional medicine. Maybe you've tried a lot of alternative medicine methods and not found relief. So I want you to tune into your body right now and write down one or more of those things where you feel there's no solution to this problem. And I don't know Oprah well, but I can tell you he has compassion for you. And I can tell you, I have compassion for you, and I can tell you that many other people around you have compassion for you and hold you in this healing space. I know when we do our healing events at EFT Universe, whether they're virtual or they're in person, we have everybody in the group hold the person who's sharing their story about their condition in this healing environment. And that healing environment is powerful. Oprah mentioned that there were about 15 people around him. And I can imagine that healing envelope, that healing catalyst of those people being powerful. So right now you're in that moment. We are holding you in that space. There's no demand or requirement or expectation that anything's going to change. And yet when we surrender, often it does. So just start by writing down your condition that you think might never change. And we'll see what happens over the course of the next while, whether you get any great ideas, whether you get any big insights, whether you get some guidance maybe from your higher power on what to do. Let's hold open that possibility. So Oprah, when you then were in that process of discovery, you had those initial experiences, you mentioned studied many other energy healing methods after that point. What point did you start to think to yourself, I'm feeling called to doing this too?
And by the way, I love this container that you're talking about, because I know how much beliefs can affect everything that is happening to us, and how when we start examining these beliefs, so much can change. And I had beliefs about myself for the majority of my life, for example, that I have no intuition, which is, pardon my language, BS, because everybody does. I started with this woman that I met in this program, and I took with her two programs. So the first program was for teachers, and then the second program was for like one-on-one for students. And so I took it in the reverse order, which was good for me because my mind always wants to know. You know, the engineering mind always wants to know. And because I took the first program with experienced teachers that already learned under her, I had to put all my ambitions away and just say, I'm coming here as an empty vessel. I know nothing, and we'll see what happens. And it was great. And after that, that was 1 week. After that week, I already knew inside of me that I'm going to not just study for myself. I'm going to be a practitioner. And shortly after, so then I had 10 more days of the standard student teaching, which was great. But after that, I started already practicing, just playing with friends, with people that I studied with anybody that would listen to me. And it was not obsessive, but it was very intent. You know, I just wanted to practice. So yeah, I still had my day job, and I still had my day job for several years, but I knew that something was unfolding. I knew that I was going somewhere really important. So nothing happened immediately, but I already knew, and I loved it. I loved the concept, because there's so much hope in understanding that nothing is what you're being taught or what you see, that there's so much subtle reality behind everything. There's so much to know and to learn that we don't see, and tap into it. You know, it's like this little window that opened to see the big universes beyond what I thought I knew.
And you can tap into it even if you don't think that you have intuition. We're going to a break right now. Please stay tuned. You're listening to High Energy Health. And for more on Oprah's work, go to his website, alchemicalflame.com. That's alchemicalflame.com. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back after a break.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping. Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, Download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Hello, and welcome back to High Energy Health. My name is Dawson Church, and I love sharing with you every single week. It's so exciting. We get to immerse ourselves week by week in the whole world of alternative healing, of research, of science, of all the resources we have that lie far beyond the average. And as you apply these concepts in your own life, you can have an extraordinary life. You'll hear stories on the show of remarkable healings, huge breakthroughs, radical change, discontinuous change, and you too can be one of those people. So I invite you to make listening to High Energy Health part of your every week routine. I invite you to listen regularly. I also invite you to share this program with your friends, people you know who are suffering. Who do you know who's been diagnosed with an quote-unquote incurable disease, who might not have a possibility, a crack in their awareness that this healing is possible as they hear Oprah's story? So please do share this with other people, especially those who are suffering. You never know when you're sending them that link might make all the difference in their worlds. So Oprah, I'm curious, what is shamanism exactly? How is it defined? And what do these sessions involve? What does the training look like? And what does a shamanic encounter appear like?
Now, I have to define it a little further in terms of my work, because my work can be classified as modern shamanism, where I don't go too much into, say, traditional ancient ritual, although who knows, maybe I will. But at this point, what I do is work with the concepts of shamanic work that include working with energy in ways that involve, for example, moving between the future and the past. So shamans are known to move between times and dimensions, times, worlds, realms, And that is something that involves, for example, the concept of past lives or, you know, lineage in terms of your ancestral lineage. And so there's a lot of moving back and forth in time to find the source of a problem, because here we feel that we have an issue. I don't know, I can't find a job or I'm depressed. And we think it started here and now, where in fact there's probably seed of whatever happened in this life that brought us to where we are. But there is also something that probably happened even before then in other lifetimes of myself or in other generations of my family. And through the family, it could simply arrive with the genetic soup of the epigenetics of the body, and through subtle energy in general from other places, other times. And I don't even know about it because it sits somewhere either in my body or in my unconscious, and I'm not even aware of it, but it's affecting me. And just because somebody karmically, just because somebody died and then reincarnated, doesn't mean that whatever was holding them trapped in some energetic block is gone. Not necessarily. There are contracts that will just move with you. And so that's what shamans do. That's what I do, is finding these contractual energetic structures and dissolving them or changing them or shifting them in ways that remove the obstacle to moving forward. Because what we want is to be free. And, you know, that's what I'm looking for, is what's blocking you.
What's an example of a block? Tell us a story of somebody you worked with who has experienced that kind of a block, maybe unconsciously, where it was from something beyond the level of conscious knowing that was removed, and then they were able to make progress.
Yeah, sure. And I'm thinking, for example, somebody that, this is not even necessarily past lives, but somebody that I worked with that was diagnosed with kidney disease, stage 3A, which is a stage that I believe the doctors tell you basically it's not going to go away. So it needs to be managed. And we had one session, and he was going to have a follow-up with the doctors, but we have one session. In this session, what I did was specifically work on the kidney in terms of, these are things that I do, certain tools, bringing in, for example, bring in high frequency light, what I call absolute light, bring in absolute light and just let that light heal. So this is like bringing in divine light as a healer, is a vessel, a participant. I believe that just because two hearts combine, the healer and the healee, something special happens and both of us receive some kind of a healing, and the tools are less important than that connection between the two hearts. But what happened after that was I discovered a belief in him that says, I am a sinner, completely disconnected from the divine. You know, I have no hope, basically. I'm cursed. That, the way I saw it, was like a real structure in his body that had like hard walls. And I knew that I needed to somehow create cracks in the walls, because it was a belief. It started as a limiting belief. I'm separated. You know, I feel forsaken. I'm not connected to anything, and I have no hope. And that creates despair, and that compromises your immune system and many other things. But with creating cracks where in this frozen structure, because that was so anchored in his body physically, something started to shift, and then there is dissolving the entire thing. Then he went to this appointment, and he told me they saw nothing, basically. They saw nothing. Now, this is not daily occurrence, but I thought I'd bring it up because this can happen. And, you know, since then I've seen him again, because the issue was spiritual. The issue was spiritual, and it was affecting the physical body, and it was affecting the emotional state. And, you know, it was affecting multiple layers, because we are layered. We have spiritually multiple bodies, and it was affecting. I could see that he needed to remove something at the higher levels so that the dense body, the dense lower level, can shift.
So let's turn this into another journaling exercise. And I want you to write down in your journal, you've just written down this condition, physical condition that seems stuck and blocked. Question number two to journal about is, could this have a spiritual or energetic origin? Just write the question down. We aren't necessarily going to have answers to these profound questions right this very moment, and maybe we will. I mean, you may have a flash of insight about what the component is to that physical diagnosis, that is an energy block, intergenerational block, something you have to travel beyond the known to find. And so just write down the question. Putting yourself in the question opens up. That's the crack in that wall. You're asking the question. So write that in your journal. We're going to a break right now. Please stay tuned, listening to High Energy Health. Also, you can visit Ofer at his website, which is alchemicalflame.com. We'll be right back after a break.
You have a to-do list, right? Well, that list may be your biggest obstacle to success. Sure, it contains activities that help you achieve your goals, but it's also packed with time-sucking obligations that are not in alignment with your life's purpose. In a new white paper, Dr. Dawson Church explains the difference between a to-do list and a success list. Download it at successlist.net. Create a success list, and successlist.net will show you how to manifest your dreams at light speed. See successlist.net. Why do you attract the same kinds of people over and over again and look for love in all the wrong places? Scientific research has shown it's because of a personality pattern called your attachment style. Programmed early in your childhood, your attachment style dictates your relationship choices throughout your life. At LovingRelationshipsNow.com, Dr. Dawson Church demonstrates the three basic styles. A free quiz at LovingRelationshipsNow.com identifies the attachment styles of your friends and loved ones. Visit LovingRelationshipsNow.com.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
If you like to spend your television viewing time learning about some of the things that you may have missed in history class, or if history was your favorite subject, then you should check out the link to the History Channel on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. Order DVD sets by series or by subject matter right from our homepage while you still enjoy your favorite HealthyLife.net show.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. It works quickly and has no side effects. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at tappinggift.com. That's tappinggift.com. Don't suffer when help is at your fingertips. Get your manual at tappinggift.com today.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church, and my guest today is Ofer Neve. His website is alchemicalflame.com, and we have just asked ourselves some really powerful questions here. First, I was having you journal about what in your life seems blocked in your physical body. Is there a diagnosis? Is there a condition? Is there a recurring issue that is causing you distress that you haven't found relief from with conventional medicine or other forms of healing you've tried? And the second question was, might this just conceivably be? Now, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's purely physical. But there's virtually always some kind of emotional, energetic, spiritual component to everything like that that shows up in the physical body. So you're opening your consciousness, your awareness to the possibility that maybe it is. And if it is, maybe you can find it. Maybe it can be revealed to you. Maybe you can find answers in that realm that will then have that effect on your physical body. Oprah, I'm really curious about the concept of light, because, of course, in the Kabbalistic tradition, there's a lot of focus on light, the original light. In the scriptures, they talk about light at the origin of the world. God is light. There are all these images of light woven into Judaism, not just into Judaism. We find, if you look at Sufism, there's a lot of light in Islam. We find there's a lot of light in medieval Christianity, mystical experiences, in Taoism, in virtually Hinduism, in Buddhism. All these traditions talk about light, and you're talking about this light as this healing power. I want to find out, not theory, but I'm really curious about how you personally experience that unconditional light you're describing.
Many times, I think of this light also as a flame. So I love to work with the four elements, you know, water, fire, earth, air. And fire and light is very basic. Now, light in the Jewish tradition, Kabbalistic tradition, I should say, there are four worlds, and the highest worlds, that's what it is. It's just the divine light, which might be like just a divine awareness, but there is nothing else. It's just oneness. What I love to do when we do healing is bring this light through the four worlds of creation. This is a Kabbalistic term, but it basically means that you go through emanations that come closer and closer. So you start with just a pure awareness and it moves into form, and then it moves into something that is even more solid until it translates into our world. Now, the light that I'm talking about that I call absolute light is a concept that is used by one of my teachers that I love, is Cindy Dale. And it is a light that knows how to move through solids. I mean, this is also called scientifically scalar waves. So this is very related, but it's a light that comes from the heavenly universe before the Big Bang even happened. So it was always there. We just don't experience it in this universe as much, because what we have in this universe are other types of light. We have the sunlight. We have what's called polarity light, which is more like quantum shifts of particles, twin particles and waves. And that's also a potent light that can heal, polarity light. But when I'm talking about absolute light, it's the lights that just bypass all this. And all it knows is it's like love in motion. That's the nature of this light. Also called grace. Love in motion. So it's love that can actually, that can move, heal, empower, and it figures out where is the out of balance in the body, for example, in a cell or in an organ, and shifts it. You don't know. I don't know. I don't need to know as a healer how it does it. I'm bringing it in and it does the job. And usually it comes in like this, but it really comes in from everywhere. And also it's already in. I want to say,
and do you see it? Do you see it during sessions or before sessions?
I see it. And the way I see it, sometimes I see it as a light that is coming in through the crown, and it's just a ray of light, but I also see it as a flame. So when it comes in, and sometimes I'm just telling somebody, just breathe in. When you breathe in, you bring light from above, you bring light from below, you pull it into the heart center, and then it becomes a spark. And if you focus on that spark, it becomes a flame. And if you're used to it, you don't need to focus on it. It's already a flame. This is the divine aspect of you, because you're one with the divine. And so this flame is always there. If you focus it on it, it grows. As it grows, so this is like a meditative thing that you can do with your eyes open when you walk, but you just focus on this inner flame in the chest, and you just see it grow until it surrounds your body. And what that is, it's literally the divine aspect of you in you becoming more aware of that. And when you become aware of that, it pulls in healing. It transforms anything in your body that needs transformation. So you don't have to be an expert. You don't need to be the doctor of exactly what's going on. You just direct that light or that flame into whatever needs transformation. Sometimes it's an organ in the body. Sometimes it's an emotion. Sometimes it's a limiting belief. Sometimes it's some energetic interference that I'm dealing with in certain ways, like things from past lives and past generations, or just dark stuff like, you know, people say curses. Well, curses are energetic constructs. Somebody is sending you bad vibe. You took it in because maybe you didn't watch your boundaries. Maybe you were not aware that your boundaries, your energy, subtle energy boundaries are vulnerable. And so you let that in. Now it sits in. It magnifies stuff in you that you don't like. You don't even know. When you feel or think about something and you say, it doesn't make sense why I feel so strongly about it. It was a little thing. Why do I feel so strongly about it? Maybe because it's not just you that is active related to this. It could be some energetic construct inside of you that magnifies, as well as an entity, you know, what I call entities, spirits that come in. We don't even know that they came in, but sometimes they literally feel for ourselves our feeling, and then our feelings go out of control because to begin with, they were attracted because of our own vibration.
Yeah. So that beautiful image, and it's common also to Hinduism, describes very much the same kinds of experience. Buddhism has the same experiences. Hildegard of Bingen in the Christian tradition talked about that searing light pouring down from heaven through the center of her being, igniting her heart. So these aren't experiences and images that are just in one tradition. What Oprah is telling us here is a universal human experience that many mystics from many parts of the world have experienced and described in their mystical writings. And it may, again, we call it mystical, and it may seem shamanic, but it's actually who you are. So it isn't like something otherworldly. This is like you can sit there in meditation, and every day you can feel this descent of that light into your body. You can draw up the physicalness of yourself from the earth, and they meet in the heart, they meet in the head, they meet in the sense of inner light. And again, this is there in every tradition. So we want you to realize that this is you we're describing here. This isn't just some otherworldly experience that's reserved for the mystics. This is something that you can experience every day. And again, it's going to then inform and heal your outer world. We're going to be back in a moment for our final segment. You're listening to High Energy Health. I'm so glad you're here. You being of light here, are you? Sharing our light together, which I love. We'll be right back after a break.
The buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping. Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Everyone knows that losing weight fast is dangerous. In fact, the U.S. Government Center for Disease Control recommends losing no more than 1 to 2 pounds a week. But is that true? Startling new research shows that people who lose weight rapidly often have better long-term results. Now, award-winning researcher Dr. Dawson Church and registered dietitian Karen Donaldson team up to review all the evidence at 10poundsaweek.com. Download their free report at 10poundsaweek.com. That's 10poundsaweek.com. Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Radio Your Way. HealthyLife.net.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Hello and welcome back to High Energy Health. I'm your host, Dawson Church. I'm so grateful you're here. You're part of this wonderful community. You're paying your most precious currency of your attention right now, right here, to the highest value thing you can possibly give it to, which is your own well-being. So you're here for your own well-being. And as Ofer was saying in the previous segment, you are here to catalyze that experience of your own inner light and experience the kind of healing can produce in the world around you. So I'd love to find out what you think, feel, believe about what effect this has in the world outside of ourselves. And I know sometimes when I'm meditating, I'm there, I'm having this wonderful experience for an hour or two in the morning before I go to work. And I literally have the same experience you do, that there's light just streaming, radiant light, just like this blazing light, obliterating all thought, all other energies. It's powerful. It's going somewhere. I don't know where. And what I also feel some regret at not being able to influence more than I can is big global events. And there are all kinds of global things going on I can't fix right now. As we're recording this, and maybe as you're listening to this, global crises have moved on and there are different ones. But as we're recording this, there's a genocide going on in Darfur in Africa. There's a terrible war going on in Ukraine at the moment. There's slaughter going on, butchery in Gaza, and that's affecting people in Oprah's home country of Israel, as well as the enormous suffering in Gaza. There are these international situations that are really disturbing to people, and we seem powerless to be able to affect those big picture issues. What do we do? How do we in any way affect these larger issues when we're these individual human people on our spiritual paths, in our meditative or healing practice?
There are many ways, and there are probably not, you know, like big bang solutions for that. And I think part of the reason is that so many people like us, but with different opinions, are trying to have a say, are trying to change the energy of a situation. And so there's a lot of, just a lot of chaos going on because everybody wants something else. I love it when several, and you don't need many, people that think the same and want to heal the world gets together, because you don't need many, but you need critical mass of a few to start making a change. But I want to take it into the individual sort of realm, into our day to day, because it's really important that you understand that everybody understands that what we carry inside, what we feel, absolutely change the environment around us. So to begin with, we have these auric layers around us that are subtle energy fields. They're used as boundaries, as protections for us. But there are also, when they're conditioned right, they allow us to radiate from the inside out, and they allow us to receive from the outside in, especially what's good for us. And that's why boundaries are so important, because then you're sort of, they function like filters that bring in what's in the highest for you, and it keeps out or deflect what doesn't work for you. But think about it this way. When you have a great meditation or a great healing session and you feel radiating from inside, this inner flame is growing, you feel glowing, you feel like there is something inside that is bubbling that wants to go out, it probably does radiate out. And when it does radiate out, anybody, and then you go into a room, let's say that you go into a meeting room, and you sit around a table with people, you bring with you something that everybody else in the room feels. They can feel it. They don't know that they feel it, maybe, but you brought in happiness. You brought in openness. You brought in some good vibes. They totally feel it. And because of that, they start to change. And you can, the opposite of, let's say that you sit in a room, somebody comes into the room and they're mad. And you know that they want to start giving you a hard time. The way they look at you, the way they talk. You want to move back. You want to create space between you and them. Why? It's not just because of something that you feel. The emotionally, there's actually energy that they're pushing on you. You just don't know it. But what they're doing is they're pushing their energy into your body. And so you sense it. Intuitively, you want to move backwards. It's too much. And many times they succeed, actually. They get their energy into us. And part of what I do is help you get that energy that somebody, maybe a parent when you were a child, put into you. And because of that, today you want to make everybody happy at the cost to you and stuff like that. I think that's the single most important thing, Dawson, is that we are so aware of how powerful we are on the inside when we stand in our light and how it can affect everybody around us. And if we can do that, the world changes.
Wow, that's a beautiful way to focus. And that really is the way the mystics have told us they focus in the past. I know in 1941, when World War II was raging, great non-dualist teacher Ramana Maharshi in India, he lived all his life on a mountain and Arunachala, and someone came to him and said, you know, Bhagavan, the world is in flames over here. There's the Holocaust happening in Europe, and there's this global war happening in the Pacific and in all over the world, and here you are sitting here on a mountaintop meditating, and you're doing nothing to help humanity. Why aren't you out there preaching and spreading your gospel of peace? And Ramana Maharshi replied, as you see me sitting here on the mountaintop, how do you know I'm doing nothing? He was really aware of the power of the individual, and many of the great teachers have told us this, to influence what's going on by the quality of our own being. So I want you to know that, as Ofer is emphasizing here, you bringing your light to the world is powerful. He used the example of being in a room, and you feel the light coming out of other people, if they're benevolent, if they're compassionate. Other people feel that from you, and it's going to help them shift. You don't have to try and make them shift. You just are who you are for yourself, and then that can extend its influence out there. So know that even though you may seem to be a little person sitting there in a little room doing a little meditation every day, you are nonetheless a global light. And as more and more people take on that job of being the light, that eventually the world is influenced, the world is filled with light. So your efforts are reaching out maybe much further than you realize. Ofer, I'm so grateful for you, for your work, for your insights. I'm so glad you found that healing path. It took a lot of difficulty for you to do that. Thank you for being willing to go through that, whatever that soul contract might have been, and then share your wonderful work with others. It's been a joy to connect with you today. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Dawson, and thank you for the light that you bring into the world.
Let's all bring that light together and celebrate it. Thank you for bringing your light to our collective light today. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Till then, be healthy, be happy, sit in that light, radiate that light, be that light, and see the world shift. All the best. Till next time.
Have you heard the buzz about emotional freedom techniques, also called EFT or tapping? Millions of people have experienced breakthroughs in their mental, emotional, and physical health with EFT. Over 100 scientific studies show that EFT relieves pain, anxiety, and depression. If you or a loved one is suffering, download the free EFT mini manual at www.tappinggift.com today. That's tappinggift.com. Get your free manual at tappinggift.com today.
Make a six-figure income and help others overcome their deepest traumas, anxieties, and fears. It's easy to have a rewarding career in energy healing, and you can become certified in less than a year. Not sure if you'll like it? Try it. Download a free course sampler at newhealer.com. Taught by expert faculty at newhealer.com, you'll become skilled in techniques validated in over 1,000 scientific studies, and you can even train at your own pace while supporting your own health. So visit newhealer.com. Do it now. That's newhealer.com.
Stuff, stuff, stuff. Where can I contain all of my stuff? How about this? The Container Store, the original storage and organization store. And I found their link on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. They have containers for everything, including the kitchen, the bathroom, trash and recycling, traveling, spring cleaning, and dorm rooms. Just about everything you can think of to contain your stuff. The Container Store, right on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
Your DNA is not your destiny. There are many genes in your cells that are turned on and off by your emotions, your experiences, and even your beliefs. In his brilliant new book, The Genie in Your Genes, best-selling researcher Dr. Dawson Church shows how you can cultivate a stress-free mental state that activates the genes that boost your immunity and energy levels. Voted best health book by USA Book News, The Genie in Your Genes is packed with practical advice on how to apply the science of epigenetics for health and longevity. Get The Genie in Your Genes today.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.